Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. We go to the BetQL guest hotline now. We welcome in Samantha Pell, who covers the Washington Capitals for the Washington Post. And continuing coverage of the Caps playoff run is brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Samantha, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, of course.
So you tweeted this 9 hours ago or so on your Twitter, at Samantha J. Pell. This is Coach Peter Laviolette on the loss, the 5-3 loss in Florida last night. There were two games that were played. There was the game to push it to 3-0 where I liked everything we did, including the power play and the penalty kill and 5-on-5 play. And then there was the game that took place after that. I thought that was a great quote by him. Caps had everything in control with the 3-0 lead, squandered it, and now they face elimination in Game 6. How do you think they tidy up some of those things that went so wrong for them in the second half of last night's game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's psychological as much as it is execution, to be honest with you. I think with the Capitals and those 5 straight goals from the Panthers, I mean, there was a lot of Capitals, you know, self-inflicted errors. It was mistakes. It was turnovers. It was just not thinking, really, honestly, out on the ice in the neutral zone. And I think overall the Capitals have the veteran experience. Once again, you know, they have the guys, they have all the confidence. But when you look at an elimination game 6 back at home, I mean, 2 really deflating losses back to back for Washington, it's going to be an uphill battle, and they're going to have to win 2 to get out of the series.
You know, you used the word veterans. I saw on social media a lot of people just saying, oh, we're too old, that's why we're fading. But you point to mistakes. Mm-hmm. Could it be age? Are they too old? Is that why they're fading in the last couple of games?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's both sides of the coin, right? You have a veteran team with the experience, and you have the veteran aging team with maybe some guys that are older. But I do think that, you know, age probably doesn't really play a factor at this point in the series just because of all the experience, and no one really has the health issues that have popped up in the past postseasons. You know, when TJ Oshie was hurt and Eller was hurt and Ovechkin and Backstrom were playing through stuff. Unless it comes out, you know, in a couple days or so that the Caps are playing through a million different injuries, it feels like, honestly, this season there were no excuses to go past the first round, and now the Caps are kind of sitting here thinking, well, where did we let it, you know, slip away?
Samantha, we've had a few callers today say that they feel like Ovi doesn't look quite 100%. Remember, he slid into the boards, obviously, toward mm-hmm. the end of the season, missed those 3 games, I believe it was, during the regular season before the playoffs. Is there anything you're seeing from Ovi over the last couple games where you're thinking, hey, he doesn't look quite right, or he doesn't look quite 100%?
Yeah, I feel like in some games he's come out and I've thought, wow, he has that pop. He has that, okay, he's back in the playoffs and making a lot of hits and creating that physicality, you know, for his teammates. I think of game 1 and when he kind of made that turnover at the blue line to give it to Kuznetsov for the breakaway. And I was like, oh, I guess his shoulder looks okay. So I feel like those were those moments in the series where you thought Ovi looks good. And then you have stuff like last night where maybe it looks like he's floating around on the ice, not really attacking. And he only has 1 goal in this series, and I know he can't win every single game for the Capitals, but I do feel like if something is hampering him, then maybe that's the problem. But if it's not, then there's really no excuses there.
What about the John Carlson mistakes, Samantha, were just head scratchers to me. I mean, to make those critical mistakes on the road, especially when you're, you know, you kind of need this one to go up 3-2. You got a 3-0 lead, and then you just don't expect one of your best players to make critical mistakes like that in a big spot. I mean, you talk about the, you know, the emotional standpoint and just the breakdowns. That's just not something you really expect from a grizzled vet like that, right?
No, absolutely. And I mean, Carlson's obviously to blame on a few of those. I mean, Backstrom got beat there on the back door on another Panthers goal. And I don't know, I just feel like once the Caps went up 3-0, like maybe they have been in the past during the regular season, they kind of let their foot off the gas a little bit, maybe tried to get cute. And all of a sudden, the Panthers, you can't do that against them. They come back, they have the offense to score, obviously, as we've all seen, 5 straight goals. So I think with the Caps, it was all psychological. It was mental. It was, okay, maybe here we go up 3-0, and then after one mistake, it just spirals after that.
Samantha, we tried to do a little investigations. We had Joe Beninati on the show yesterday about Tom Wilson, who traveled with the team yesterday. Have you seen him walking around, and is there any hope he plays in Game 6?
You know, we have seen Tom walking around. He did make the trip to Florida. I saw him in the press box the other day.
How's
at Capital
his gait?
One Arena. I mean, his gait, he can mask anything pretty well. Tom, it looks like, you know, we've all suspected it's a left knee, left leg injury from kind of the get-go. And with him, you can kind of tell that, I guess, with his gait. But
so
there's
you do
really
see
no
a little update. Hitch in the giddy-up.
He's not wearing a brace or anything, right?
To my knowledge, as of today, I'm not sure. I mean, these guys are wearing suits all the time. I can't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, with Tom, I think he is honestly day-to-day to some standpoint. I think, especially in the postseason, he's the guy that wants to get out there, right? He's not going to be missing a game unless he 100% cannot play. So I think with him, it really is just going to be a how do you feel. But it's not looking great. He didn't skate at all this week unless he skated by himself. And we haven't seen any signs of that.
Have you identified like a hit or a non-contact point where he, you know, stretched it or something or twisted it?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of speculating. We haven't kind of pinned it down, but I think it was in that game one early in the first, the shift right after his goal. He kind of went for a hit on Uyghur, and Uyghur kind of dodged it, and Tom took the brunt of that force along the boards. And everyone kind of suspecting that once he got up, maybe he hit his knee or he pulled it or something like that and kind of led to the injury there.
What do you think the psychological effect of the last two games, the way they lost it, is going to be in Game 6? Veteran teams can usually, especially a team that's already won a cup, can you probably just put it behind mm-hmm. them and just start over? But, you know, it's human nature to lose a game 3-2, you know, on a 6-on-5 there in Game 4, and then the way they lost last night. I just got to think that even with grizzled vet teams, you kind of go, man, we can't close this team out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty disheartening, right? When you look at the last two, they had a 2-1 lead in the third period in Game 4. You had a 3-0 lead in the second, and you blow both leads. And especially in Game 4, it felt like you were inches away from winning that game with a Hathaway empty netter, and it just completely flips and goes the other way. And then you think, okay, well, maybe they'll just kind of come out and Game 5 and not play well, but then they go and they go up 3-0, and you're thinking, okay, maybe it wasn't that disheartening. It wasn't that, oh my gosh, despair and all of that. So maybe they come out and they do the same thing in Game 6, but what you don't want to see is exactly what Peter Laviolette said. You don't want them to come out and play really well, and then all of a sudden they just kind of fade away.
Joined by Samantha Pell, covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. Give her a follow on Twitter, at Samantha J. Pell. So Ilya took a stick high from Barkov, was down on the ice for a while. That had to be terrifying for Caps fans. We all know the goalie issues this team has had. How is he faring after the game? Nothing too serious there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't think anything too serious there with him. I mean, he finished out the game. It seemed like he was moving normally. I think it was just one of those scares with any player, right? A stick to the face, you're going to be really concerned, and especially with a young goalie there in that situation. I'm sure it wasn't an opportune time for him. So, yeah, I think everything seems fine there. And I think with Samsonov, I mean, the biggest story headed into the playoffs for the Caps was their goalie situation. And I honestly think that Samsonov has played quite well the last three and gave them a chance to win it. And the goals last night were not all on him. I mean, sure, he maybe should have stopped a couple there, but it was really the guys in front of him that let him down.
Should that have been a major It didn't look intentional, but should that have been a major? Mm-hmm. Did Coach Lau talk about that after the game?
He didn't talk about it after the game, but I mean, it did look like a quote unquote accidental high stick. I mean, moving that fast, we can analyze it all we want, right, with hits and stuff like that as well. But probably in slow motion, it probably looked less accidental, but in real time, it was just a bang bang play.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Samantha, I want to ask you a question here, and I'm not advocating this for. On any level, because we all love here, I think, Coach Lav, right? Love Laviolette. If they lose, though, and now, especially with Barry out there kind of being surprisingly let go by New York, first of all, do you think that Lav is in trouble on any level? And then is the bridge already burned? Is there ever an opportunity where Barry could actually come back and coach his team at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with Barry, it's never say never, but the way that Barry left and the way the organization left it, I'm sure it's not the greatest feeling on that side for him. So I think that's probably a personal decision with him and what he wants to do. And obviously he'll be looking for a new job, but I haven't heard anything new from the Capitol side of things that would point to, okay, you know, goodbye Laviolette, here's Barry Trotz. But in terms of Laviolette, I mean, I think headed into the series, I thought, you know, as long as the Capitals kind of get to 6 or 7, if they can kind of push forward and go back and forth with them, I don't see a situation where Laviolette is out. Mm-hmm. I think the Caps have shown that they can play Florida in this series. Like, they could have won this series if not, you know, for that Game 4 situation, if they didn't lose a 3-0 lead last night.
Right.
So I do think they've shown the flashes, and they've shown that they are a team and can recover with Laviolette. I think Laviolette's actually had a really good strategy in the postseason with Florida. So unless it's a player decision, unless the players decide maybe that they don't like it, I really can't see them moving on, because I think he has done a good job in his first real postseason series without COVID.
It'd be like Gibbs coming back.
It would be pretty big if it happened.
I mean, on a lesser level, obviously, if they brought Trotsky.
So, Samantha, we all know what the rest of this series hinges on. It hinges on you consuming another spicy fried chicken sandwich on a cinnamon bun at Capital One Arena. Can you give us a quick food review on how tasty that concoction is? Because it looks delicious.
I would actually give it like a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I would say the first couple bites, I mean, who doesn't like a spicy fried chicken sandwich? And then it hits you that you're eating it on like a million calorie cinnamon roll with like Thousand Island dressing.
Insane.
So the... So the more you bite into it, the more you get into it, the less appealing it becomes. But I do love cinnamon rolls. I love spicy fried chicken. So I guess it made sense. But yeah, I would say it's only for the strong fans out there, because that was a lot for me.
What do you think the vibe is going to be like in Capital One Arena? Because I was there for game 3, the Saturday matinee. And when Ilya let in the first goal, that place was super tense. Everybody was on edge. Now, the Caps went on to rout the Panthers in that game, and it was a fun, jovial atmosphere. But do you think it's going to be super tense at puck drop 7:30 tomorrow night in Capital One?
I actually do think it's going to be kind of anxious. I mean, even last night in Florida, after the Caps went up 1-0, it felt like the Florida crowd was kind of getting antsy and nervous and murmuring, and they were yelling at, the Panthers to shoot all the time. And so it was just one of those kind of uneasy atmospheres. And I think at Capital One, I mean, you're facing elimination, you're going to need your home crowd to be behind you, but it is human nature to kind of be nervous and anxious, and what's going to happen. And hockey is so, bang, bang and quick that anything can happen in a short amount of time. So you'd think they'd be up and ready, but I think whoever scores the first goal kind of once again is going to be the deciding factor.
All right, Samantha, you know this team better than I do, but we talked about the math on being down 3-2 and winning a series. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this, but in NHL history, the winner of game 5 in a series tied at 2 wins that series almost 80% of the time. Do you give the Caps about a 20% shot, less, more? How do you feel about the next two?
Yeah, I feel like a 20-25% shot probably seems right. I mean, I feel like the Caps can go out and win one out of the next two, but you can't just do that. I mean, you have to win both.
Right.
So that's the situation that they're in. I don't know. They've shown that they can play a complete, 60-minute game before in this series, but can you do it again for two straight nights and do it to, beat the President Trophy winning Panthers? That's what I'm not sure of. So I know the team has a plan. They have the guys to do it. I think the execution and keeping it up emotionally for two straight games is really the uphill battle here.
Samantha, thank you as always for the time. We appreciate it. Samantha Pell covers the Caps for the Washington Post at Samantha J. Pell on the Twitters. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Samantha.
By the way, I'm more convinced that when Cakes, when the mics stop and we go on commercial break, he still thinks about Twitter because I gave him my blue water cup.
Oh yeah,
and I said, "Can you go fill this up for me?"
Forgot it.
And he just thought about Twitter the entire time. He walked all the way over to the coffee machine.
Was he holding the cup?
I don't think I have it.
Didn't even bring it back into the studio.
Probably still like out on the water machine. Yeah.
Maybe he's disrespecting you because you threw the mug with water still in.
There was a little water. I apologize.
It's fine, but I made the catch because I have these are silly hands.
My point is, his mind is elsewhere. Bickle.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. It's already overwhelming.
Yes.
It's can Money Metal Cakes actually stay off Twitter during Capitals playoff game?
What are the numbers?
Tough one.
89% say no, impossible.
Mm.
11% have his back,
though. Have to see if I can prove them wrong tomorrow night.
Hey,
for
real
game
quick,
six.
I want to just give a shout out to Ever. Only because the girlfriend says, could you give a happy birthday shout out to my boyfriend, Ever? He listens to the Junkies every day.
His name is Ever?
Yeah.
Not Everett.
I don't know if she meant to
put not even Ever.
Evan.
Like Evan. Evan.
It's got to be Ever.
Ever. So that kind of drew my attention. So happy birthday to Ever.
You're doing birthday shouts.
Yes. Yes.
All right, when we come back, we're going to take your calls on the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines 800-636-1067. It's a very simple question. Can the Caps come back in the 3-2 deficit, stay alive,
they can.
And get to a game 7?
They
we'll
can.
Take your calls.
Mr. Positivity
next,
over there.
800-636-1067. We'll take your calls here on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're ready to take your calls on an open line Thursday on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. The question for the listeners is, super simple, super easy. Can the Caps come back?
Of course they can.
Can they win game six?
I'm going to be on the can, not will.
Everyone else wants to be Mr. Positive. I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm jinxing the Florida Panthers.
Right.
All right.
And you're saying they can't win?
They're not going to win this
series. He's saying 0% chance. He went on record and said zero.
Yeah. Just watching this team play, I don't think that they can outplay the Panthers for, 120 minutes?
Well, you can outplay them and get a little lucky.
They got to get lucky, no doubt.
They can if they win game six, which of course they can, then of course they can win an individual game.
They should have won the last two.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
I'm saying, okay,
because
but
they make mistakes. Okay, you can't make those mistakes.
Okay, but maybe they'll correct them. I'm saying they definitely can win, but I still would only put it at like a 15 or 20% chance.
Yeah, it's not that high.
So 1 in 5.
8 to 10% chance of winning the whole
thing. I'll triple cases.
What will you say in percentages? Game six. Then what will you move it up to? 50-50? Or?
No, not 50-50. You got to win it on enemy ice.
Yeah, but I thought you guys said all series that the enemy ice doesn't mean anything. That home.
The Caps are a very good road team.
You can throw a freaking pie in my face if we come here next Monday and the Caps
have
won.
For that.
Oh, I'm sized. I'm sized to that. Throw a cream pie in your face.
Well, I'm just saying you can ridicule me if we come back here next Monday and they advance.
You're taking the odds. The odds are in your favor.
Of course.
Right.
And I think the crushing blow was losing game four the way they did. I know mathematically they certainly.
It was so crushing that they took a 3-0 lead.
Okay, well, but you got to play 60 minutes.
I know.
Is giving up my point.
I mean, do NFL teams blow 14-point leads?
Understood,
of
but
course.
My point would be like crushing means, at least the way I take it, you're dispirited. Then you're going to come out flat in the next game. Not the case. They actually came out on fire and were up 3-0.
But for the last 36 minutes of that game, they got blown out.
The difference is, I will say this. They were up 3-0, but they were fortunate because while they were getting great goaltending, they were on their heels a lot. And then they got bang, bang. Next thing you do, you're like, you blink, they were up 3-0. You're like,
whoa. It was very quick.
And they didn't necessarily deserve to be up 3-0. Still, all that being said, I still believe they can win the series.
Oh, she's having himself
I just
a
think
series.
There's psychological damage there after the last two losses.
There
I mean,
is.
The gut wrencher. They missed the open net. Would have put
doesn't
them
mean
up
they can't overcome
one.
It.
Should mention Open Line Thursday, and you can call us at 800-636-1067. Presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. EB, I would give them a, let's see, I said I was going to triple cake, so 24 to 30% chance
that's just way too
to
high.
Win the next game, or to win the series.
Mm-hmm.
The next game, I'm going to give them a 57.5% chance to win.
That's very
if they,
high.
Hold on, if they win game six?
No, I'm giving them,
he's giving
to
them a
win the series,
chance.
You have to win two.
Understood.
So that is 24 to 30% right now.
Right.
But I do actually think they're going to win the next game slightly. Then it goes to game seven. You know,
game
it's
seven,
be
they're
tough.
Like 45-55, I would say. Even though it's in their building, who cares? It's game seven. It could go either way.
Sure. They were up in the last two games. It's not like this team is just smashing them 6-1 every game.
But that's not the point. That's not the point.
Be able to finish teams. They've shown over the last two games they can't finish this team.
But they're two inches away from the Hathaway goal.
Doesn't matter. You can't put them away.
The Celtics were up 14 at home last night. 11 with like 8 minutes left. Lost the game. You can't just say, the Celtics, they're up 11. They lost the game.
The Celtics could still win
the
series.
It's the end result. It's the end result that counts.
I completely understand that.
When Laviolette walked in the locker room and said, you guys were awful over the last half of that game. You guys sucked. You guys stunk on ice. Uh-huh. You think TJ Oshie said, well, we were up 3-0, coach.
Right,
they don't say that. For that first half of the game.
No, he said we blew it.
Those guys, but Labs,
I don't think Labs went in there. I think he's even said that when they lose, he doesn't even go in there and talk to them.
I don't get cakes. Right. What happened to the Caps playoff swagger?
He's all over the place. Now.
And then he gives them an 8% chance. You know,
I like how you're backing me there. He's got swagger for
8%.
I will always have Stanley Cup swagger till the day I die. Caps won a Stanley Cup. We'll always carry that swagger with me.
I know, but you're still only giving them 8%. You got to have a little more swagger in yourself.
Drunk gets a better team. Drunk gets a superior
team.
That's
not much swagger.
I just don't want to see the hacky bit on Twitter, the cartoon Ovi holding golf clubs over his head.
Yeah, yeah, stop with that. All right. You know why? Because the Capitals, they're in the Stanley Cup Champions Club. They're in the club. Now, they're not in the VIP section with the 10 titles like Montreal.
Cakes. I got news
for
you.
But we're in the club.
They're not even as good as Tampa.
I like the bit.
I don't care. We're in the club.
Okay, I like the bit.
We have gained admission.
I've done that bit, though, with Washington, with the football team here in town. It's hard for me to say Commanders. The Redskins. I did that. We have three trophies that no one else has.
That's correct.
But you guys mock me because there is a period of time where it loses a little of its luster.
Okay,
but you're
that's
not
true.
There yet.
That's true. When the Caps stink for 30 straight years, get back to me.
I'm just saying, okay? It doesn't last forever.
When I'm 80, God willing, if I make it to that point, if they still stink, let me know. I'm telling you this.
They will not stink
for 30 straight years.
I can
guarantee you that. That will not happen.
I will take the over on Cakes
living to 80.
Living to 80, and I will bet $5,000 right now.
No, I'm not going
to bet. That I live to
80.
Why are you jinxing me?
Cakes, he gave your first jinx.
Jamie's giving put the ultimate jinx on me.
I was trying to make some money when I'm 80 years old.
I'll do that too. Because that means I make it to 80, and I'm taking that.
Why? Can you guys stop?
I'm just saying, if he makes 80, I'll pay
EB's
him five
money.
Grand.
I'm taking a 30-year bet with EB.
Trav, what is happening here? Betting on my life?
I don't like it either.
I just
huge jinx.
No one in this room is that
lucky. I won't even do it to you, Cakes, out of respect.
Well, no, you got scared.
I just
envision JP and his wrinkly knuckles knocking on Cakes' retirement door on his birthday at 80 to go collect his 5K.
No, I wouldn't get it from Cakes. I'd get it from EB.
You get it from me.
Look, yeah, it felt like the Andre Agassi bet we made 30 years ago when EB said he would never win a major.
My 401k will probably be zero based on the market.
It might be.
If I have anything left in the 401k, I'll give you 5,000 of it. You make it to 80.
Hey, our continuing.
I don't care where you are.
But we are talking Caps, and we want to hear from you at 800-636-1067. Our continuing coverage of the Caps playoff run brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, let's go to John in Oakton. Hey, John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, thanks
for it on this show.
Can't curse. You lose your right to call in. Let's go to Jim in Tyson's. Jim, what's up?
Yeah, I love the show as well. We'll say, I think the Caps.
No, your phone's terrible. We can't continue.
All right, let's go.
We have other calls.
To Chris in Lorton. Chris, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
They're lined up.
Can you imagine if Cakes made it to 80, the bags under his eyes would look like EB's power lines?
Chris, I thought we were friends.
I mean, that's a double barrel shot right there.
Chris, I thought we were buddies. I've met him a few times. Cakes, he's a very nice guy.
Cakes, you are my guy. I'm always with you. You are dead wrong. My God, we can make it. We can do this. We have the game plan. We can do it.
He's written it off.
But, well, Cakes is also trying to make up for screwing us the past two games by tweeting with 4 minutes left.
Do you think he's doing, like, reverse jinx?
Chris, yes. Let me just back up a second.
Yeah.
My tweet last night, again, if I'm in Caps Twitter court, my tweet last night did not mention the Capitals, did not mention the score of the game. It mentioned nothing to do with the Washington Capitals game.
It was an allusion to
whatsoever.
It was an allusion to it.
You can't prove that. Nobody can prove anything.
Well,
this is all hearsay.
Why were you in Twitter jail?
I can neither confirm nor deny any statement at this point.
Uh-huh.
Cakes, you're in a box. You were watching the game. We all knew it. We saw it, and the rush of just terribleness that went over my body reading that tweet last night. I was like, this isn't good.
It's fine. You know what, Chris? You know what? You won't have to deal with me for game six. I'm off Twitter for game six. And I know I'm the boy who cried. Boy who cried wolf because I said that in game five.
Include likes? No liking?
Yeah,
no,
you can't. Just put the phone away.
No Twitter whatsoever.
No likes?
For your pal.
No retweets?
Starting at what time's the game?
7:30.
7:30? So
7:30 Friday.
Let's just make it safe on both sides.
Delete
from
the app.
7:15
till the end of the game.
Till the end of the game, it's like I don't exist.
Right.
I'm not even there.
But if they win the game, oh, he's gonna go. He'll be on fire.
You don't know.
Twitter fire.
Maybe I'll just leave it there.
We don't know
what will happen.
Hey, does this mean anything?
Cakes, by the way.
Does this mean anything? Jesse Varner tweets us at Junks Radio. Ticket prices have plummeted down into the $60 range. Well, that's all you need to know about the vibe.
People are losing faith
in Capital One Arena on Friday.
The market is cratering.
I understand the frustration and the woe is me, and this is what this same old Caps. you know, despite the fact that they have hoisted the cup and we all have rings.
Correct.
I'm not saying they're the same old Caps.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this year they're just not as good as Florida.
Yes. But it's just crazy to think that when you're only down one game that you can't win the series. Of course they can win the series. Of course they can. It's just crazy to think that they can't.
Well, anything's possible.
But yeah, and they played well enough.
But what's probable?
But it's not okay. Probable is different. But you're acting like it's.
You say basically zero.
Completely unlikely. 20%. That's just average teams over the course of time. 20% have broken through and defied those odds. Can the Caps be part of that 20%?
I think
no. They can't.
I say no. You say yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Personally, I think Cake should wear his ring tomorrow. Kind of change the mojo.
Swagger.
Get some swagger. Change
the
mojo.
If you text me Cakes, I'll wear mine.
All of you guys should do it.
I'll wear mine.
Just remind me.
Yeah,
I'll wear it. Sure. If you guys think it's going to help the mojo, sure.
Yeah.
I want the Caps to win.
Yeah, change the karma.
I want the Caps to beat the loser Panthers. Duh, I've been saying that the entire series.
I want them to as well. I just don't think I'm going to be... I think I'm going to have an extra $150 in my account.
Here's a bulletin. Even if the Panthers beat the Caps, they're still losers.
I know. You should have.
They're still losers.
By the way, do you know what the series price is now?
I don't.
Florida is what? Minus what? Big guess.
475.
Minus 750.
I have no idea.
900.
Wow.
If you think the Caps can win this series, they're plus 650.
Problem. So put $100 to win 650? I don't know. Let's go to.
Got about 100
I think
bucks
it's better than that because I gave him 15%. I gave him one, and I guess it's right around there. Let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I think it's worth remembering that in 2018, during the Cup run, the Caps lost Game 5 in Tampa in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6, one Game 6 at home, one Game 7 in Tampa. It can be done. That Game 6. Cakes, I don't know if you were there for that, but that was one of the greatest Caps games I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. They got the energy back with an early goal. It can be done. This
of
team can do it.
It can
the
be core done.
Is still there.
Now, but what have you seen that makes you believe that it can be done? Just the fact that they've had these leads and blown them shows you that they can do this?
It's that clampdown system. If they can sustain it, obviously they haven't shown they can sustain it for the whole game, but they've shown they can lock down that high-octane Florida offense. And if they can put 60 minutes together, and gosh, if they can just get some goals from that third and fourth line, you know, they're not out of this. The big question for me is Sammy can string together three pretty good games in a row. Can he do four? Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
That's a big question.
Maybe go back to VV.
That's a big question mark.
Oh, VV's. He's not coming back. No. VV's not coming. He's nailed to the bench.
You know what would help the Caps in this playoff run is if there was a little bit more time in between games instead of the every other
you
night.
You actually think it would help?
Yeah, just give them a little bit more rest. Yeah.
Being they'd an older
back,
team.
Yeah, bounce back a little quicker. But, man, it's every other night, I think, with the travel. Mm-hmm. I just think it takes its toll later in the games.
Still have a lot to get to on the show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. At 9:20, we'll be joined in studio by a world-class pickleball player, Ben Johns.
Nice.
EB's entertainment page is coming up at 9. But next, the latest reason why Jason is super Rick at JP. We'll tell you that next on The Fan. Oh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Junk's brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
So Cakes teased Jason being super Rick at me, and he can chime in.
Yes.
But yesterday I got a text from a very important friend of the show.
Okay.
And he asked if I could do something.
Okay.
And it's somebody who has helped us out in the past many, many times, our friend John Maroon.
Mm-hmm.
John Maroon has long been, I don't know what his job title is, a PR guy.
He's a PR rep.
And he's closely associated with Cal Ripken. He's expanded, yep. But he used to be Cal's guy, and he still is Cal's guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked if I would consider emceeing an event in September.
Okay.
So far away.
Sure.
He's like, hey, we have this event for Cal's Foundation on September 22nd in Annapolis. And I said, sure, I'll do it. Because Cal did an endorsement for the book, which, okay, by the way, still selling copies. I shipped four copies yesterday. Go to stillbarking.com. Mm-hmm. But if you go to stillbarking.com, you see an endorsement from Cal Ripken on the book. So I felt like it's the least I could do.
Right. You couldn't say no. Yeah.
Then he responds, you're the best. Thanks. Do you think I should ask Lurch if he can join? They were thinking two of you guys, if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they, he actually emailed me, was Cal and his wife specifically asked if the Junkies could MC the event.
So nice.
The event is called...
How cool is that?
I think the event is called Ripken Uncorked.
It's a wine party for his
family. It's at a private home. It's at a mansion.
And he just, a mansion in Annapolis.
Okay, yeah.
Right, which is all over, like, Jason. But the emceeing part is not Jason. And when I texted him back, I said...
not what I do.
I actually texted back, you can ask... Ashburn to Annapolis is deep. And so...
Well, here's the thing. It's on September 22nd. September 22nd's not a Friday or a Saturday.
It's a Sunday?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Okay.
All right. So the reason...
You won't make an exception for Cal?
Well, here's the thing. I think I set Jason up in a great way. Because what I put Ashburn to Annapolis is deep.
Yeah.
And I asked what day of the week is, because I didn't even check. And he goes, Thursday, yes. And I said, you might have to get him a hotel. Jason goes to bed at 8:30 every night.
Right.
He responded, that's easy.
Yeah. All right.
Jason now has a rider. Hotel.
Hey, what color M&M's?
So Cal's Foundation is going to pay for a hotel room for me, which I love.
An Uber. He said.
So we can have wine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll pay for all that.
Right.
And I'm not going to say no to Cal.
Right.
I can't.
You can't.
It's tough, yeah.
Especially since they asked me specifically, hey, do you want to do it? Now, the MC part, heavy lifter over here.
Yeah, it's going to be JP.
JP does that.
That's right. His bit.
But I'm definitely going to go. I'm looking forward to that part, but the fact that it's a 6 to 10 event, 6 to 10.
Yeah, that hurts. Oh. On a Thursday
I knew
night.
Something was up when Jason actually used his phone for a phone call.
That's weird.
I called him.
Yes.
I was out playing soccer with Isabella, and I see my phone, and it's ringing. Like, what's going on? And it's like, Maroon actually followed up
if I see Jason calling me, I automatically...
You know, it's an emergency.
Butt dial. I think it's a butt dial.
Well, or it's
like
an emergency.
It's an accident. Yeah.
In my life, this was an emergency.
All right. So what's the Rickness?
He's just overhyping it. Yeah. I don't think Jason's that Rick.
No, I'm not.
It's just that ideally...
It was a good tease.
Ideally, he doesn't want to MC, which I said, I'll do it. I don't know how much we have to do. He sent an email and said, basically, we have to... interview Cal briefly.
It's a brief Q&A.
And then basically shake hands.
And then I think that there's an auction. So you're good at those.
And we've done stuff like that a million times. Oh. I don't like doing
those
it.
Those are awkward.
But
those
JP, but here, awkward. JP does it.
But here's the problem. This was before I found out that John was offering the hotel. Mm-hmm. Because if I had to go from Annapolis to Ashburn at 10 o'clock at night, it would take me an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So that part I was a little bit Rick at. But now
I set you up, dude.
I'm going to sleep
Where
right
are you
there.
Staying?
I'm going to sleep right there at the Homewood Suites.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to get a hotel in Annapolis? No. I would think you'd get the hotel in Annapolis because you might have some vino.
Yeah, I'll have a couple glasses of wine.
I'll be fine.
I mean, it is called Ripken Uncorked.
What, am I going to have a freaking headache in the morning and be hungover? I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to sleep right there at the Homewood, and I'm going to get up at 5:30.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even later.
So you're actually excited to do this
now. I might roll in after JP gets here.
So you're actually excited to do this now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Right. I would just figure Cal Ripken, mansions, rich people, cab. That's got Lurch written all over it.
It's probably being hosted.
The worst part, Thursday.
Probably being hosted at Thirsty Anna's house in her mansion in Annapolis. Yeah.
He sent an email, and in the email, it is an honor.
Yeah,
he writes,
with Anna.
It's an honor. He said, Jason and JP, he's introducing us to like the point woman on this.
Yeah.
But he says, Jason and JP, as I mentioned, Cal and Laura Ripken thought of you guys and would be thrilled you accepted. So that's it's kind of cool that they specifically asked for us.
Rizzo might have blown us off, but Cal still gets nice.
I love this.
And this was the key sentence from John to Carrie, who's going to be the point woman.
Yeah.
I told the guys we would cover the hotel and Uber as needed, and they can bring a guest if they would like.
Yep.
Bring your wife.
Very good.
She
gave up wine, though, right?
She's not drinking. Hadn't had a drink in about 9 weeks.
Wow, good for
her.
That's
crazy.
That's impressive.
I don't know how she's doing it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so
I'm going to have a drink about 9 hours.
I'm
9 hours from now.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate Cal thinking of us and inviting me. And yes, I'm going
to
do it.
And John's been great to the show for like 20 years.
John's
I think we first met Cal.
But you know what? I'm sorry.
In the HFS days.
You guys got the invite. It's
funny because as I was texting with John,
yeah.
I was like, you can ask Jason.
Right.
And then he was like, well, would one of the other guys like it more? And I texted back.
No.
I said, try Jason first, and then we can work on it after if he says no.
If you had to go through, what would you say the order is?
I said,
try Jason first, and then we can work on it after if he says no. I can try to cajole one of the other guys if Jason can't do it.
Here's the thing.
Because I know, like, with guilt, you can work probably both of you guys on guilt. Like, it's Cal, it's John Maroon, it's Annapolis, it's a free Uber.
That's where I would have buckled, is because it's Cal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Cal was like a childhood hero of ours, and he's been so nice to us through over 25 years that it would be hard for me to say no to Cal. But he might be the only one it would be hard for me to say no to.
I'm going to be more sized to be at home watching Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Hopefully
the
comms are playing like the Eagles that night. I don't know who they're going to be playing.
Well, and then JP kept saying, look, it's 4 months away. What are you worried about? Well, I think about stuff like that.
You're not worried about it now. That's the whole point. But you know that the day of, you're going to be dreading it. I dread any responsibility. I don't even like to take the trash out. I dread everything.
Like I said, the only reason I would dread it is because of the time.
And the distance.
And the distance. And then the time I have to get up the next day. If it was a Friday, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in.
Hey, you have extra days. We could actually probably put in a request to get the day off the next day.
Well, they're not going to let. No, they're not going to make them do a two-man show.
Well, I don't care. Take off.
Yeah, you guys can drink 1,000 bottles of wine.
Oh, if I could take the day off, I'll talk to Drabby. Yeah. Then I'm butt-sized. I'll get there at 2 in the afternoon. I'll go ahead and play golf.
I mean, actually.
I'll go play golf.
As Valdez
and then
pointed
go to
out,
Cal's house.
This event, the event itself, if you get rid of the driving, is made for Jason.
Yeah.
Rich people. Mm-hmm. Drinking, yeah. Annapolis,
Cal, baseball,
right?
Great weather.
Baseball nerdery.
Should be great weather.
How many guys will Jason ask how much money they make, how much cash they have in their wallet?
That's actually why he needs to do
the
show
the
next day. It's going to be a good show the next day because we can report on like Jason just schmoozing
just
with
told me I had
richest
day off.
Guy in the room.
He just told me I had a day off.
I just said you could take the next day off.
Do whatever you want, man.
Yeah, well, we'll see how I'm feeling.
Whatever floats your boat. It's hilarious because I hesitate to bring this up because I don't want to guilt someone into inviting me because I honestly don't want to do it. But I'm not even going to use specific names. But somebody that works here at the station sent me like the most rambling text message of all time.
Radio
and I responded back. I was like, dude, what are you asking? I don't even understand. And he's like, my bad. He goes, I'm inviting you to a pickleball tournament that I can't do. Would you be willing to do it? He says, I know I play pickleball. I know you play pickleball. And honestly, I like pickleball.
Sure.
But I don't like to do anything. But because I like this person, I don't like to do anything where I'm obligated. I don't like
if it's not your decision. Correct.
I want to just do something if I want to do it. I don't want to do it because I have to do it. And so I said, all right, let's just do this. And it was supposed to be like, you be the celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so, and I said, sure. Oh. But this is what I said.
That would tilt me.
Do me a favor. If I'm not celebrity worthy enough, let's act like we never had this conversation again and we'll never discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could see the scenario where they say, oh, I can't do it, but EB can do it. And he said, no, don't worry about it. You're going to have a blast. I haven't heard from him in 6 weeks.
Oh, good. Well, that's good for you.
Great for me.
Off the hook.
So
when's the event? Is it a charity event or it's literally just
charity event?
Okay.
I think I flunked the celebrity test, and so they're like, "Yeah, we don't really need him," and which is great. They don't have to do it, but a little bit of you stink.
Sure, right.
Mm-hmm. So I just blew off.
Do you know what I mean?
I just blew off a charity golf tournament request where they wanted all four junkies. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" I didn't say that.
I know.
I just wrote back a nice email and I said, "I can send you a signed book." And they were happy. They were like, okay, we'll use it for the raffle.
Yeah.
I was like, at least I didn't have to assemble a foursome and ask you guys.
No, I don't do charity golf anymore. I'm out. Out.
Well, speaking of commitments and things that you're being forced to do, your entertainment page is coming up.
I actually kind of like doing that.
EP coming up.
What's the lead?
The lead is I'm going to tell you a story about where I'm taking my mother to lunch. That's the lead story.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.